From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting new sanctions on North Korea. U.S. President Barack Obama has signed an executive order imposing the sanctions. They are in response to the North's latest nuclear and ballistic missile tests. The White House says the new unilateral sanctions will allow the U.S. to implement measures already agreed to by the United Nations Security Council. European Union leaders began 2 days of talks Thursday in Brussels, trying to reach an agreement with Turkey on how to deal with the migrant crisis. With thousands of migrants stuck in Greece, the EU is under pressure to come up with a plan to handle the influx of refugees. Some analysts say prospects of finalizing an agreement are fading as a number of nations squabble over a draft agreement reached earlier this month. Two suicide bombers killed at least 22 people and wounded another 17 Wednesday at a mosque on the outskirts of Maiduguri, Nigeria. Witnesses say the bombers were women disguised in men's clothing. Representatives of Syria's largest Kurdish party say they are planning to declare an autonomous federal region for the areas they control in the northern part of the country. Kurdish leaders in Syria say other ethnic and sectarian groups, including Arabs and Turkmen, will be represented in the regional grouping. Syrian Kurdish militiamen continue to battle other opposition factions in the north of Syria. Three Kurdish-controlled regions would unite under the plan being considered. Frank Sinatra Jr., the son of the legendary singer and actor, died suddenly Wednesday in Daytona Beach, Florida. He was performing in a musical tribute to his father. The Associated Press reports he had a heart attack and that he was 72 years old. This is VOA News.